Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Just a horrible case of alleged child abuse in Gillette. I'm Chris Sprinto with your news. A 28-year-old Gillette man faces 31 counts of felony child abuse for injuring a 3-month-old infant to the point that baby boy had broken bones. 28-year-old Tyler Martinson is being charged with 31 counts of felony child abuse. According to County 17, the infant had 26 separate fractures to his ribs and 5 fractures to his legs. According to reports, all injuries were in various stages of healing. The suspect, Tyler Martinson, if convicted, could face up to 775 years in prison. Martinson's preliminary hearing will be held early next week. We'll keep an eye on this tragic story in the coming days and weeks. As an addendum to this story, the 3-month-old baby was flown to an out-of-state facility due to the extent of the injuries. When we have an update on how the child is doing, we will let you know.
We can now make a projection in one of the 2 Georgia Senate runoffs. CNN will now project that Democrat Raphael Warnock is elected to the U.S. Senate. The pastor defeating Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler. This puts Democrats halfway toward their goal of retaking control of the U.S. Senate. It now all comes down to who wins the other runoff. John Ossoff, who is currently in the lead, or incumbent Senator David Perdue.
Well, it's not looking good in the Georgia runoffs for Republicans, as Warnock has already won a Senate seat, and John Ossoff is on top of David Perdue at the moment by about 16,000 votes at this particular point in time. As of just minutes ago, Ossoff has 50.19% of the vote, and Perdue has 49.81% of the Georgia vote. If Ossoff wins, Democrats will have the presidency, the House, and the Senate. To hear this report again, go to BasinsRadio.com. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.